episode 762 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Proverbs is rich with wisdom, guidance, and insight. While everyone might have their personal favorites based on their life experiences and needs, some Proverbs are particularly renowned for their timeless wisdom and are often quoted or referenced. I heard a lot of Proverbs being recited in my home when I was a child. I used to think there was a proverb, "Spare the rod, spoil the child." This was often invoked before or after a spanking. But "spare the rod, spoil the child" is not a direct quotation from any particular verse. Instead, it's a paraphrase or a summation of several verses that discuss child rearing. Proverbs 13 verse 24, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." Proverbs 22 verse 15, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." At the time that I was a little child, Michael Manley was a charismatic prime minister of Jamaica. He liked to use the term "rod of correction" in his political speeches. In fact, he's famously quoted as saying, "The rod of correction does not by itself teach wisdom." And being the cheeky boy that I was, I may have quoted this as a retort to my parents' affirmation of the benefits of corporal punishment. There's another related verse that would sometimes be used to rebut my arguments from Proverbs 23 verses 13 to 14. "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell." No commentary necessary. Proverbs 22 verse 6 was another frequently quoted proverb. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Note that this is a principle and not an ironclad guarantee. I think Proverbs 22 is chock full of great gems. Verse 1, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Reputation and integrity hold greater value than material wealth." Or verse 2, "The rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Regardless of socioeconomic status, everyone is equal in the eyes of God. God is no respecter of persons." Or verse 5, "Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He who guards his soul will be far from them. Dishonesty and deceit lead to challenges, while moral vigilance offers protection." Verse 7, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Debt can lead to a loss of personal freedom and autonomy." Verse 29, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Excellence and dedication in one's craft can lead to recognition and elevated positions." This makes me think of the street sweeper analogy often referenced to in the speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. There was a proverb that I heard later in life that I found compelling because of its vivid imagery. I'm going to warn you, it's not pretty. I hope you're not eating right now. Proverbs 26 verse 11. "As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly." Ouch! But memorable, right? Anyway, today is our last day in the book of Proverbs, and I thought I would make it personal.
Today's top 10 list.
10 of my favorite Proverbs.
Number 1.
Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 7. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." This passage calls for total trust in the Lord rather than one's own human understanding. Recognizing God in every aspect of life brings guidance and direction. It also warns against self-reliance and promotes a humble recognition of God's wisdom over human insight. I have found it helpful to meditate on each of the components of this proverb. First, trust. It's not easy for me to trust, but that's where I need to start. And that trust needs to be in the Lord. Psalm 20 verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." And that trust needs to be complete with all my heart. If I want to find the way to go, I need to trust.
I have to let go of my own sense of right and wrong, my own choice of pathway. When I fear the Lord, when I have deep and profound awe for Him, then and only then will I be able to turn away from evil. I need to trust courageously.
Number 2.
Proverbs 4 verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. The pursuit of wisdom is foundational and paramount. This verse urges readers to prioritize wisdom and insight over everything else. It was a verse that was quoted often by one of my former bosses, and one that has inspired me to think about my own cultivation of wisdom and surround myself with wise people.
Number 3.
Proverbs 4 verse 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. The heart is central to one's emotions, thoughts, and motivations. Guarding it is crucial because it influences all aspects of life. This verse emphasizes the profound influence of our internal state on our actions and experiences. I love the imagery of the springs of life flowing from the heart source. If the heart is contaminated, what springs from it will be contaminated.
Number 4.
Proverbs 6 verses 6 to 8. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. Verse 6 of this proverb was one of the first verses that I memorized. I was fascinated by the word sluggard and the reference to ants. It sharpened my focus on these little creatures in the backyard. Through the example of ants, this proverb promotes diligence and foresight. The ant works hard without needing external supervision, showing the value of self-discipline and preparation.
Number 5.
Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to Him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. I like lists. This list describes behaviors and attitudes that are detestable to God. That would be a list worth paying attention to. These behaviors and attitudes revolve around arrogance, deceit, violence, and discord, underscoring the value God places on truth, humility, and unity.
Number 6.
Proverbs 8 verse 11. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I like the analogy. Wisdom's value surpasses material wealth. This verse elevates the pursuit of wisdom above all worldly desires, emphasizing its unparalleled importance.
Number 7.
Proverbs 15 verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. When I was in college, I remember studying the concept of soft energy prevailing against hard energy. This verse speaks to the power of speech. A gentle response can de-escalate tension, while abrasive words can amplify conflicts. I've tried to apply this in my own interpersonal interactions.
Number 8.
Proverbs 15 verse 22. Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Collective wisdom is invaluable. Seeking diverse perspectives and advice leads to more successful outcomes.
Number 9.
Proverbs 16 verse 18. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride is a precursor to a downfall. This proverb warns of the dangers of arrogance, emphasizing humility's protective quality.
Number 10.
Proverbs 20 verse 11. Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright. Actions are revealing. Regardless of age, one's deeds are a testament to their character and intentions. These and the hundreds of other proverbs we've explored in the past 3 weeks provide timeless insight into human nature, relationships, and the values that foster a harmonious and meaningful life. Remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that wisdom is the principal thing. Pursue it with all your heart. Father, thank you for the insights from your word, especially the treasure trove of wisdom found in the book of Proverbs. Help us to apply what we have learned in drawing closer to you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.